This is a podcast from Minute Media.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddies, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Oh my God, guys, we made it. We've made it.
It's finally here, but let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
The offseason is finally over. Winter has come. We are ready to battle.
The chickens are home to roost, folks. It is time for training camp. And one of our boys was actually there. And what a episode to celebrate. Our 200th episode. And we get to hear.
If I had one of those poppers, it'd be going off right now.
You'd fire it right into your dick, like all the other funny videos I watch.
Yeah, 100%.
This is going to be a great episode to talk about, folks. We actually get to chat with Kyle, who can give us a play-by-play of what was going on at training camp. I can't wait to hear about it. And as always, we've got a Craig experience lined up. There's been some great sound bites that have been coming out of training camp too. Oh God, we finally have stuff to talk about. It's the 200th episode. Sound the trumpets. All right. 200. Kyle.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was, yeah.
Wait, so give us a play by play. What time, how early did you wake up?
You guys just want every
I want to hear absolutely everything. This could be a four-hour episode. I want to hear every moment of this thing.
We are sick. You guys are so excited to hear
what
about
you have
my
for
day
breakfast.
Right now.
Yeah. What do we eat?
Yeah. So, okay. So, going to training camp, I didn't roam solo. I went with my two boys, my two oldest sons. Now I have a tiny son that
didn't bring
didn't
the
make
baby.
The trip.
9-pounder, not so tiny.
Yeah. Well, young. One that didn't make
the littlest trip. Yeah, the littlest.
And then my sister brought her two boys, and Papa Doug's came as well. So we traveled seven deep in that Honda Odyssey, or I think that's what she had. Yeah, Honda Odyssey was packed to the brim of Charger fans. But so we got up super early, as early as we could with these kids, and we got up. But so the gates open at 8. Anyone listening to this that's planning on going that hasn't been yet, the gates for this week opened at 8 a.m. But practice doesn't start until 9. So there's basically like an hour window for you to get in, kind of see the facilities. Right when you walk in, there's like all those big signs like Bolt Up, and they have like the LA sign and all like the big banners with the players. Yeah, it's fun. It's like an awesome place to take some pictures. Then you basically are forced to walk through the pro shop.
Fine by me.
Yeah, no, believe me, if it was a good pro shop, I'd be pumped. But it's kind of like a trailer with nothing real. But I was kind of expecting like special training camp only stuff. And it was just kind of, it was honestly kind of a dud. They had like these little Justin Herbert like stuffed animal things that my boys were really excited about.
I saw that. Now, do you think that was designed off of the anime schedule release? Because it kind of had
some
anime vibes to it.
Definitely, yeah. I think there could be some inspiration behind those dolls for sure.
So if that was the case, then yes, I feel the money loosening from my wallet. Continue.
Well, give my kids a couple days and they'll forget about this. And then you can have them. So then you go through the pro shop and then you're right in. There's just a giant grandstands where everyone's sitting. But in order to get up, so when you go to the field, there's two fields. There's like one within 10 yards of the grandstands, and then there's one that's on the opposite, so probably 70 yards away.
Okay.
They're both just they're like touching each other. Mm-hmm. But right when you walk up to the stands, there's like a chain link fence, obviously to keep the fans off the field because there's some crazy animals out there. Yeah.
We are, man. We're ready for some football. The fence was made for me. I wasn't there.
Made for people like Kevin.
That's right.
But that's like at the end of practice, all the players will come over and that's where they do their autographs. So
gotcha.
That's why they open up at 8, I think, is to give people time to get up there, get settled. I got there. I came with seven, and of those seven, four were 5 or 6 years and under. So we didn't get there at 8 o'clock, to say the least. We got there at like 9:15, strolled in, no line. It was very unprepared. Like,
super cash.
Yeah, I was not expecting to get many autographs. I thought if I put my sons on my shoulders, like three tall, and I was like, oh, like a circus act. Maybe I'd get something, but I wasn't really anticipating. I was like, there's just no way. I'm not going to put that stress. Sure enough, we get there. We went all the way to the top. Like you guys saw on social media, the stands were packed. Like awesome to see the amount of fans that are showing up for training camp. This isn't a game. This is going to watch practice. Like, I had to sell my sister on it. Like, wait, what are we doing? Like, we're going to watch them practice. But like, what do we do? I'm like, you're going to sit there and you're going to watch them practice. It's really fun. Just trust me. Let's go. Bring your kids. But yeah, so it was completely full. And by the time I got there at like 9:15, there was like four people deep up on that chain link fence to get autographs. So I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
So it's kind of like going to a concert. Like for the people that want to get there early,
you
want to be at that front, you're probably making a mad dash.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is awesome for kids because we went up there and sat down. And we probably sat for like 10, 15 minutes and then the kids started to get a little bit antsy. So Aunt Shreya was able to take them out and they had like all these cool, they had like a 40-yard dash simulation set up. They had some like bag drills the kids could do and tackle the bags. It is definitely a family friendly environment.
Is it only for kids?
I don't know, Kev. I mean, I don't think they're saying no to adults. Question, you can go honestly. Give it a shot. Yeah.
I don't need just 40. I want to hit some bags though.
Forge the birth certificate and go get some, dude.
Easy. Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
But that's where we were. Like, all the kids decided to go play, and I was like, I came to watch practice. I'm gonna watch practice. So I stayed in the stands by myself. This is where the story gets fun. A couple seconds later, my dad texts me. He's like, hey, I think I got us VIP tickets. Give me a second. I'm like, wait, what are you even talking about? I was like, did he run into Jen Mills and like Jen noticed?
Did he threaten somebody?
And I was like, is Jen just coming through as an angel once again? And it was just a super random, bizarre interaction. I guess not a lot of people bought VIP tickets today. Okay. And so there was just an employee that saw dad that's the guy, and chased after him. He's like, hey, you want VIP? You want to come into the VIP? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I have seven people in my group. He's like, it's okay. I got you. Come over. So we all got to go into like, there's like the grandstands with all the people 4D.
Holy shit, Kyle. Let me just take a moment. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's just take a moment. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right on.
Now, let me ask you this before you go into the description. So we're not sure why Papa Duggan was offered these tickets. What was Papa Duggan wearing?
He was wearing a Charger Chat t-shirt.
So really?
It may have played a part. I can either confirm nor deny. We got tickets.
Good work, Dad. I'm proud of you, old man.
We got these sweet wristbands. I got to go in the VIP, which was awesome. They're nice. The kids like sat up on these high tables eating snacks and free drinks, and that was pretty sick. I went right to the fence because there was like one little spot still open on the chain link fence. So I went and stood there in the 93 degree heat in my pants. The kids were up there with Shreya.
Were those tight jeans so again bad. Today?
Yeah. It's a real swampy situation.
Were the shorts all in the laundry? Like what happened?
It was kind of chilly this morning. And I just didn't check the forecast that it was going to get hot. So
you got to have those tearaways. You can just be like, rip them off, ready to go.
That's very Midwest of you, Kevin, to say something like that.
It's practical as shit is what it is.
That's right. We're all about practicality.
So we get in there, which is awesome, but it's not elevated. Those grandstands were up super high.
Right.
And so you could kind of see a lot of both fields. And unfortunately, I don't know why this happened. I don't know if it'll be consistent with training camp. I don't know if like Brandon Staley is trying to be super secretive. But it seemed like the whole practice took place on the far field. Like there wasn't a whole lot. Right when we got there, they had split between offense and defense. So the offense was on the close field and the defense was on the far field, which is sick because we got to watch. I got to watch Justin throwing a lot. They did just routes on air with all the receivers. So that was really cool. And then I got to see the linemen down doing their drills, the tight ends doing some blocking and route running stuff. So that was all really cool. But once I got into the VIP, I couldn't really see anything. So I'm not complaining about.
No, I know, right?
Sounds like you're complaining.
These great seats, I can't see.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the whole practice took place on the far side of the field, so I didn't get to see a whole lot of the X's and O's and stuff that gotcha. I usually like to pay attention to. But obviously, in a practice comes, the horn blows, everyone starts, they do like their breakouts into their individual positions with coaches, and then people start coming over. It's super stressful for me. I don't like it. I don't like that situation. That's where Kevin thrives. He would have been screaming, waving his shirt around his head. He would have been in his element. I was like, oh my God, this is hard. I don't know. Like, should I be yelling for them to come over here? That's super awkward. So it was, my son Paxton felt the same exact way.
Really?
There was like two guys that were awesome. Joe Reed and Chris Rump. They both came by. And I was like trying to give Paxton like a pep talk, like, Pax, you got to ask for it. If you want an autograph, you got to ask him for it. And they could like hear me giving him a pep talk. And so they were like, oh, is he like shy? What's going on? And Joe Reed was like, don't worry, buddy. I was the same exact way as a kid. And he Aww. Grabbed the jersey and signed it
oh,
for him.
Wow. Nice.
Chris Rump talked to him for a little bit too, because he could tell he was nervous.
Aww, love that
so
guy.
Yeah, it was really cool. We ended up getting signatures from Joe Reed, Drew Tranquil,
nice.
Chris Rumpf, Alohi Gilman. It was awesome. And then Austin Eckler, he was only signing stuff. He was only signing his jersey. Like if you didn't have an Eckler jersey or an Eckler bobblehead or something nice. Eckler related, he wasn't really signing anything, which it makes sense. You know?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's
you
fair.
Came here for me. I'm going to come. In reality, like we all want their signature, right?
Of course, yes.
Austin Eckler, every day of his practice, is not going to sit there for 4 hours and sign every grown man's
right.
whatever he brought.
Right. He's not signing, you know, Herbert, I mean? Or Bosa jerseys. He's
no, it makes sense. That like
for
you,
sure.
you get that little bump if you show up and you came for Eck to get his signature. It seemed like he did his best to sign all those for people. So
well, and Kevin, you had a similar situation with trying to get Joey Bosa's signature, right?
Yeah, him and Perriman, very similar. It was just kind of rush up there and just kind of pray. You just get their attention. Like, I held my Perriman jersey out. I was like, yeah. Dude, look, field jersey version of Perriman. He saw me, and I was like the only Perriman jersey, and he came right over to me and signed
right.
it. So it's you kind of have to have every jersey ready to go to, like, there's the player.
You show up with one of those, like, right. dollies that has just, like, the hook.
Yeah,
every jersey
ready to go. Like, just pull.
Oh,
them,
who is sign. It? Oh, okay, yeah. this one.
There exactly. Yay!
That's the move. If you can yeah. set that up, that's the move. Or you just wear all of them.
Changeable.
You just wear all of them. You just take them off real quick. You have that one on. Just
give me a second. I'm almost yeah. there. I'm almost yeah. there.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
That's pretty much what the strategy that needs to be if you want everyone to
it's,
sign your jersey.
It's the Joey sure. method. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really awesome. And then. Last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember with COVID how long ago it's been, but I went to training camp. Kev sent me a football that was like a really nice one for autographs. It was like, has like the white like texture on it to get signed.
Mm.
And I got diddly squat last time I went. I didn't have any kids with me. I wasn't in VIP. So I brought it back like three years later, I still had that football. And I was like, wow, I did not do my brother a solid 3 years ago. I still had the ball. I brought it with me and I gave it to my dad. Cause I'm like, Dad, I don't want this responsibility anymore. This is like me 3 years in the making, breaking ties.
Dude,
with this
it's
football.
The perfect guy. Pep talk. You got us VIP yeah. tickets. Use that juice. Get this yeah. ball signed.
Right.
So he was able to get Eckler signed it real big right in the middle for you. And
nice.
I think he got Drew Tranquil and a couple other cool ones. So
hell yeah.
That's yeah, so rad.
So that'll be coming your
it
way.
Is. It, the ball is so old though. It's the old Charger logo. It's not
it
like
is,
the
yeah. oh, yeah.
one.
It's not the big looper one. Yeah.
The loopy one.
I love it. Thank you, Kyle.
That's how long ago it was. Holy
that's how long
smokes.
Ago. Yeah, it was like right. three. It might have been three in a pitch, but yeah, that's yeah. wild.
And then I saw at the very end, I saw Jen and Karen, which was awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
Got to take a selfie with them. And then I saw one of the Bolt Bros. I forget which one. It was like on our way out. I was with dealing with my two crazy
oh,
kids.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw one of the Bolt Bros. He came and said hi. And then he was with these two ladies that had like homemade charger, like dresses and skirts and stuff.
Oh, cool. Shit.
And they were called the, I don't now look. I don't know if they're calling themselves this or if he dubbed them this, but he introduced them as the Brisket Broads.
So, holy shit.
If that, I don't love know that. If they are. I don't know if they're just an Instagram account. I haven't found them or anything.
The brisket broads.
They had their own Charger made clothes and like a screen printed shirt that they had like Justin with his victory brisket.
Oh my God.
Nice.
So that was cool to meet them. And then
who needs cheerleaders when you got the brisket broads?
You're right. Brisket broads are here, folks.
So good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then I also saw David Drogemeyer from Locked On Chargers.
Very cool. Guess,
which was sick. Yeah.
Crossover.
He lives in Texas. I think he lives in Texas too. So he was just,
came
all the way out. I think he was at, his co-host Daniel Wade's wedding or something.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Media. We saw that. That's
and congrats,
awesome.
By the way, we didn't mention that
big
before.
Congrats. Congrats, yes.
Congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Wade for sure.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I saw David in the pro shop. So yeah, it was cool to see some of the community. It definitely got me fired up for the season. I mean, boys, we only have like a couple weeks until preseason.
It's
football.
Insane how it's quickly like, it's coming up.
So
August
fast.
13th. Isn't that the date for the first game?
The first like preseason game, yeah,
2 weeks.
Yeah, the Rams on that's insane.
It's so it's two happening pinch, so quickly,
that's it, dude.
Yeah,
and it was kind of interesting because I talked to a few people today after it was all over, and they were saying how they've a couple of them had been to all the training camps since they've come to LA from when we were in StubHub and all that, and they said they had never seen anything like the turnout from Charger fans today, anything even close to what it's like. So. Guys, I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
We were getting shout outs from like Pat McAfee on his show. They went around to show like all the different people and or all the different fan bases. And
ours was the fullest out of all of those. If you go back and look at those, there's so many of us there.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
3 years ago when I went before COVID, it was Saints Chargers like co-practice. We practiced a joint practice.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it sucked because like half the people there were Saints fans because Drew Brees was there and blah, blah, blah. and so it was like, it didn't have the same feel that it had today.
Right.
By any means. Like, and it was insane when Justin came. So Justin tried to fake everyone out. We all could see him like after practice, the quarterback stayed in through a little bit longer. And then he started to walk as if he was leaving. And then he looked over at all of every fan was still standing there against the fence. He looked over at us, took a step towards us, and then turned as if to walk away and leave. And everyone was like, oh. Then he was like messing with us. Then he came back and he signed a
what
bunch
a guy.
Of people.
What a
dude,
guy.
Dude, I love his sense of humor, man. It's so clever.
It's funny.
And then he ran out on the field. You were mentioning like I think he switched with the punter. Because they look
JK
exactly
Scott.
The same.
Scott,
yeah. Like that's hilarious.
In the VIP, I was with a couple of boneheads, and they were like, JK, we love you. We came here for you. Like, so JK and Scott came over and signed a bunch of stuff.
Nice. Hey.
And so Paxi was there. He's like, I don't want his signature. I'm like, it's okay, buddy. You don't have to get it.
He's just a punter.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. Please don't make me get it.
Yeah. I don't want it either, dude.
Maybe next
year. But JK,
year.
We hope you kill it, dude.
Absolutely.
Maybe next year he's the best punter in the league, and then I'll get a jersey.
If he's the best punter in the league, I'll get a custom jersey,
and we'll take it to the training camp next year.
All right, deal.
Deal. Sweet. All right, well, we got to talk about first real quick, because you sent me the screenshot. Well, you sent it to all of us, but you sent us a screenshot of a tweet from, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing your name right, Lindsay Thierry. Theory? I'm going to go with theory.
Let's go with theory. I like that.
It's a good theory. Lindsay Theory posted this tweet, and it is, I mean, we're going to have to frame this at some point. Let's share with everybody that's watching on YouTube. All right. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this. Lindsay Theory tweeted out, "This young fan took his jersey off in hopes of handing it to Justin Herbert for an autograph. And who do we see? Big
That's
smile.
My young fan.
Big smile. Kyle the coach Duggan with son Paxton holding the jersey.
Love
shirtless
it,
as the as he could possibly be.
I love the commitment though, dude. Just it like take so it off. Shirts for skins, and I'm getting this thing signed.
That was the hope, man. Like I said, you gotta show up in Austin's to get his. I was like, my son brought his. And then funny story, the lady next to us, you can see her right there.
Yes.
So she had that Eckler jersey, and Eckler came over and signed it right there.
Right.
But right next to her is her mom, and she had a Justin Herbert jersey on. And she's like, man, I did not prepare. I might have to take my shirt off too.
These kids really stepping his game up.
It's okay. I was like, it's okay. If he comes over, I'm sure he'll do yours too. Leave your jersey on, ma'am.
Please.
Yeah, we're just chumming the waters with this cute kid with no shirt on. We're just chumming.
Pax will be the chum. The sharks will come. You'll get your bite.
Yeah. And it's crazy because Lindsay works for ESPN and all this stuff and tweeted out to everybody. So you're kind of like famous, Kyle.
Kind of a big deal.
Paxton is the draw.
Yeah, he is the main focus of attention there.
Yeah.
He's a sweet kid.
Oh, so we're all dying to know, was it successful? Was the effort worth it?
Unfortunately, we just missed it.
No!
I will say, we got into VIP late, and the only portion of the fence that was available was directly behind like a cooler. So like right at knee height, there was like a little cooler right in front of the fence.
Okay.
So as I looked over, if I looked down, I could see a cooler.
And it's kind
of a natural obstruction.
Kind of a roadblock.
Kind of a little bit of a roadblock. Although it did serve as a table for them to be able to sign the jersey. So Justin just couldn't see through that obstacle to turn that into a benefit. So
I hope he doesn't have a problem looking at defenses like that in the future. You know, like you see.
Yeah,
you see
I didn't diagnose the situation properly. Very well.
Yeah. It's not something we're used to seeing.
Chris Rump figured it out pretty well. Joe Reed had it dialed. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, okay. So it didn't work out. But so shortly afterwards, you posted another quick little video. And my heart breaks every time I hear it. But I want everybody else's heart to break as well. So hold on one second.
Not going to be sad alone.
All right. Let's spread this around.
What'd you get? What is that? Justin Herbert? Is he your favorite?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me about what happened. Did you see him?
Yeah, but he didn't sign my jersey.
He didn't sign your jersey?
Yeah.
That's okay. Next time? Yeah, we'll get it next time.
I'm like legitimately sad, dude. Look at the heart. It's broken.
Heartbroken.
It's so soft-spoken. Just so like
he's my favorite. And,
just didn't sign my jersey.
I guess we'll get it next time.
It's like Charlie not getting the golden ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And Willy Wonka. It's like all of his future and hopes have been crushed.
Where we're at right now with him just staring at into our souls right now, this still image.
He's looking take it away.
I love
like,
my. I love
be
my.
Better.
I love my nephew too much to be looking at him this sad. Take this image away.
Okay.
Okay, that's better.
All right.
Love
well,
you, buddy. Sorry.
Sad. Bud. Yeah. Sad to hear that the Herbert signing didn't happen. Obviously, you'll be better prepared next time. Now that you've got a feel for how the process is.
I'm going to take a fathead sign.
There you go.
There'll be a lot that goes into it for sure.
Well, you'll know how early you got to wake up. You got to be prepared. Yeah. You got to get there to the front of the line. And
you got to know that if you bring a couple bucks, you could probably get a VIP wristband. They're apparently just slinging them out. So you could probably bribe your way into a wristband easy.
There you go. Okay. Well,
how were the snacks? I didn't ask this. How was the
snacks? Oh, yeah.
Get to see them. I was stuck there sweating in the sun, swamping it up.
You know what that was? That was a trick question. You know what you got? F plus. I'm an A+.
Thank you. Honestly, I did it for that stupid football. I was too scared to come back.
I love you. I appreciate you, buddy. I love you so much.
All right. Well, was there anything else to the event? Any other things that we might have missed? Or did we cover it all?
I don't think so. No. It's just if you haven't been, go. It's a really easy. It's on one. It's free. You just go onto the Chargers website and claim the ticket. You pay $10 a park if you want, and it's just. The parking lot is adjacent to the facility. So it's a really, really easy process. If you want to go catch 20 minutes, just go park, walk in, watch 20 minutes and leave. It's not like a big ordeal with security and COVID tests and all this crazy stuff. It's a really, really, really easy process for sure.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well,
just the chance you could get a signature from your favorite player is worth it alone.
100%. Yeah. The fact that you got as many signatures as you got to, and not even signatures, you got to meet some of these guys. You can always now tell your son, remember there was that one time that Chris Rumpf and Joe Reed came over and talked to you. They chatted up with you. That is such a cool memory, dude. That is awesome.
Love it.
All right. Well, let's move it on now to some other topics that are still surrounding the training camp, but just more in depth. It got to look a little bit further than what coach saw out there.
Yeah.
So those that were watching saw that, hey, Derwin James, he's here.
Yeah.
He's there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So apparently.
That's what they call a quote unquote hold in.
A hold in. I feel like we've heard this term before, but I honestly, I can't remember who it would have been with. But Daniel Popper tweeted out, Brandon Staley said, Derwin James is not practicing because of his contract situation. Staley feels like the two sides are close and said James, who had off-season shoulder surgery, saying that five times fast, will be full go once the contract gets done. So he's there, he's going through walkthroughs, and he's being, you know, he's still showing that leadership quality, obviously not concerned about coming to a decision on the contract. It feels like it's going to happen. It's just a question of,
I feel like it's the last couple
figuring out clauses. The right number.
Yeah, yeah. Like the last few little button it up kind of.
Yeah. Things. He doesn't want any of those Kyler Murray stipulations.
No, like, he
did. You hear they watch film. I'm not watching film.
Did you hear they pulled that out of his contract today?
I did hear that. Yeah. He got some bad backlash. He had bad a press PR. Conference and he talked about it too.
Really? Well,
yeah. He's like, I'm 5'10". And you think I could go out there and compete with these guys and not have every single advantage that I could possibly find? Like, it's not like I'm 6'5", 240 pounds, and I can just show Justin up.
Herbert. Yeah.
You know, it's like I won the Heisman Trophy. I was like, he was like 52-0 in high school and never lost a game. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, first round draft pick in the MLB, number one overall pick in the NFL. He's like, you think I did this by just showing up? So he did have kind of a good retort to it. It's like this, obviously I watch film, guys, come on. But it just goes back to like, why did they put that in there in the first
exactly
place?
That's the whole thing. It's like, obviously if that's the situation, then, you know, great, but they still put it in there.
Now the, I feel like the Cardinals front office world just looks stupid now.
Oh yeah,
you know,
100%
like, that GM or whoever put that in the contract just looks dumb.
Backfire.
Yeah, big time. So we're not seeing that with Derwin James, and I'm sure we won't, in any way, shape or form, but good to see that he is there, obviously still supporting the players. I mean, if you watched, Chargers just put up a mic'd up a Brandon Staley, at training camp. So you can see Derwin James is there. He's hyping him up. He's giving him good claps and everything like that. So,
and it doesn't seem to have affected the relationship at all, which is
not even a little bit. No, it's obviously there's the relationship side and there's business, and right now it's just business. And so it's a hold in, you know, he's here, but he's just not going full practice yet.
It better get done soon though. To be honest, just get it done within this first week. The longer it goes on, the more unokay I'll be with it. Cause if I get it, if it's a week and you're like, hey, it's like this tiny detail needs to get faxed over and then we'll be good.
Right.
Like that. Yeah, sure. But like, if we're talking into preseason and now our defense is going to have an excuse for why they come out slow week one, like, come on, let's get this going.
Well, 100%.
And then also Staley saying that he feels like the two sides are close. Coaches don't weigh in on that shit. That's not something
they ever do. Yeah, that's
so true. So you never hear them say that stuff. The organization usually keeps it pretty close to the chest. But that also shows how their relationship is so open and not like, you know, they're closer than most of these situations you run into, or like the head coach and him are probably great friends and he knows what's going on and or just Tommy let this T- slip.
Yeah. And Tommy T gave him the tap on the shoulder. Like, hey, it's going to get done. Don't worry about it. We're just getting some stuff figured out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just getting all the verbiage figured out.
The legalese, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. And if it's Friday night, you know, and you've got like one more thing to do, it's like, put in the extra time. Don't let it go through the weekend. Yeah. We'll take care of it Monday. We'll take
a movie. No.
Well, stay an extra hour.
All right, okay? Fine, I'll do it.
Come on.
Fine.
Let's get this done. Let's get it taken care of.
Sure, for you we'll do anything.
All right, well, looking over on the interviews that happened after training camp, there were some great quotes that came from some of these guys, players and coaches. First one here is on Joe Lombardi talking about the tackle position. He said, I think Storm Norton is just going to get better. I think when Trey Pipkins... kind of like Josh Palmer, when Trey went in and played last year, it built some confidence. That's going to be a very important one. Right now, again, we're out here in just helmets. We're not getting as much information as we'll start getting in a few days when we put the pads on, and then the preseason games will be real important. But I think we're going to end up being a lot better there, regardless of who wins that position.
And it was interesting because, you know, people saw Storm Norton go out there with the first team and it kind of blew up Twitter like, oh God, oh no. I was like, we all said this going into this. That was his position last year. He's got to lose that to not be on
it. It's his to lose.
And they're not going to lose it in walkthroughs and not with pads on hitting each other. So,
right.
So that I wasn't surprised by that. I don't think that's telling. There was some interesting kind of chatter at training camp, I think, from some of the inside that maybe some there's a little bit more excitement on Trey Pipkins than just us. And knowing who he worked out with this summer. Don't really know who, but
okay.
I'm being vague as shit.
Yeah, so unnamed sources.
Unnamed sources.
Yes.
Trey Pipkins looks good.
Trey Pipkins looking good.
Real good. So
real good.
I'll believe it. I'll believe it. I want to believe it. And I want to see it when I believe it and believe it when I see it. So
I'll see it when I believe it, Kev.
I'll see it when I believe it.
I believe it.
Well, something to chew on there and something to kind of keep in your mind that the rumblings about Trey Pipkins go a little bit further than just Twitter.
A little deeper, maybe.
A little deeper.
Just depends.
A little below the skin level.
Yeah,
you know?
a little in there.
A little massage of the muscles. All right. Well, looking over at some more of the interview quotes, Keenan Allen had this to say on the new secondary editions. It's been great. First 2 days in the books. It's been tough already. The defense is already looking like a 360 team. They kicked our butt today, which is a good thing. Hopefully we can keep building on it. So talking about the defense actually doing a pretty damn good job.
And what does 360 team mean to you, Kyle?
Complete, like all the way around, I guess.
Yeah, well-rounded.
Yeah, their heads on a full swivel like The Exorcist, just all they can see everything.
They see everything.
Everything. Yeah, well, that's good. That's gonna it's iron sharpens iron aspect of this thing.
100%.
Like, you're going against the best secondary. You're gonna get even better. And then when you get to the game, it's gonna be like just that much easier because you're going against
and
the best.
That secondary is still minus Derwin too.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true. You're getting your butt kicked by a Derwinless Chargers defense.
A Derwinless defense. Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, honestly, again, referring back to the Brandon Staley mic'd up, there was a lot of highlights were focusing on the defensive side of the ball about Joe Gaziano breaking up a pass. Obviously, I think this was more from day one, not from day two, but still, Gaziano breaking up a pass and in some other big moments out there. So good to see that both the secondary and just defense in general are doing well. And then Joey Bosa on the new player. He said it's been great, just a lot of great personalities. It feels like we've been for together longer than we have, me and Khalil. I feel like we're definitely going to have a close bond by the end of this year. We're kind of together all practice, talking football the whole time. We have complementary styles, I think. We rush quite differently, so we can both learn a lot from each other. Obviously, all the guys inside, it's a big addition to add.
You know what I just thought of when you were reading that? Remember,
what did you think of, Kevin?
What'd you think about?
It's another movie reference, but Lady in the Tramp, right? When the two dogs, they're just like, they eat the spaghetti.
Slurping.
And just imagine, right in the middle of that spaghetti is a quarterback, and they're just...
Oh, yeah.
And the kiss is a murdering. Dynamite. A murdering of a quarterback.
Right.
That's what I envision. Carr. They're going to be in the backfield like high-fiving each other so much this season. They're going to be best friends by the end of it for sure.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, 100%. We need we'll do a slow-mo montage to that song at the end of the season.
Of some of their highlights, 100%.
Without a doubt. Just slow motion, them tackling, high-fiving. Let me tell you about my best friend, Don.
That's teabagging together.
They both do it at the same time.
Double bag.
Oh, what if Khalil comes out game one and like mocks Joey by doing his teabag celebration?
I feel like they're going to celebrate. They're going to like try and top each other. I feel like there's going to be an energy of just topping each other all season. Yeah.
Ooh,
we'll see what happens at the end of the year. It's going to be wild.
So it's going to be something exciting to look forward to. And then speaking of which, Mr. Khalil Mack himself shared the podium and had himself another interview, but his response to a question was so delicious. I can't do it justice. I got to play it for you guys because it is just that drop the mic worthy. So let's hear.
After stops with the Raiders and the Bears where, you know, the teams didn't win as much as maybe they could have.
You say, how hungry?
How hungry?
You want to know how hungry I am? I'll show you. Appreciate it.
Whoa.
Did he get mad? Like, was he mad at the question? You think?
So I think the way the guy was wording the question.
Him? I feel uncomfortable right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it was. It felt very uncomfortable.
I was kind of scared, guys.
A little bit. Yeah.
How hungry?
The way he's worded the question would made it sound like
your face off.
The other teams you played with, you left something out there. Like, you didn't quite give it your all.
It was a bait question for
so
sure.
That was kind of Khalil going like, oh, you don't think I was giving it my all? Hold on a second. And then it walks off. So, I mean, it almost felt like, let me show you what I mean. Just, try to jump the guy. But obviously, I mean, from everything that we've seen about Khalil Mack in this offseason, speak softly, carry a big stick is my idea with Khalil Mack. He's going to show you what he can do out there on the field. But when you're talking to him, he's a much more calmer person. That, on the other hand, that little tidbit was more like, oh, you're looking to get a response from me. You're looking for me to show you exactly what I'm talking about. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think Derek Carr is fucked. I think he's properly fucked. I think
that reporter just got Derek Carr murdered.
Even reporters are getting him on edge, ready to kill. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, and you know what Derek Carr is going to do week one? He's going to talk trash.
Talk trash. Good luck talking trash that first. He's going to do it once. He's going to be quiet, real quiet, real quiet after that.
I'm real sorry.
Didn't mean talk trash. Didn't mean
I'm all double trash.
I'm all double trash.
I'm trash.
I'm taking out the trash.
Trash.
okay. Yeah. Folks, it's late. This is a late after hours episode of Charger Chat. We are a little on the loopy side, so bear with us.
Charger Chat after dark.
That's right. So who knows what might happen. Enough about training camp. It's time to wish somebody very special, somebody very near and dear to the Charger Chat podcast, a happy birthday. Who could it be? Karen! Let's go. Happy birthday.
One of our longest fans. We've been friends with her forever now, and we love her. She does so
from
much
the
for the
old
Charger
days.
She does pre-video. So much for the Charger community, dude. It's like her and Jen Mills. Like, I think Karen's kind of the flying under the radar, but Jen and her, they do so much for us, and we just got to shout her out because she's so freaking amazing.
100%. Happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah.
If you want to be like Karen and do something for us, you can go on over to chargerchat.com. Check out all the sweet stuff we've got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteers in our member section and ask questions and ask both fam. So go check it out, chargerchat.com. All right, gang. Well, now it's time to go on to the next segment. You know them. You love them. It's the Greg Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Greg Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
What's going on, people? Taking a little bit of a detour from our regularly scheduled CKC programming to address something that didn't sit well with me this week. Really chapped my hide. You know what that means. It's gonna get a little prickly, but bear with me. CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is going on? It's your guy Craig in Texas, and welcome to another edition of the Craig Experience. Now pardon me while I cook. Many of you guys could probably care less about this topic, so do feel free to skip through this segment of the show. I promise you I won't be hurt. Totally understand. But for those of you who feel where I'm coming from, allow me to be our voice for a few minutes here. There's a certain simulation football game that comes out every year, and they have a monopoly on sim football gaming because they are in partnership with the NFL and have a licensing agreement. Therefore, we're stuck with them as the only option. And because of this, they take full advantage of it. They're super lazy. And they have a tendency to put out a product every year where they have taken something that they removed from the game in years prior, repackaged and repurposed it, put it back in the game with a different name and it really just doesn't get any better. And you guys know what I'm talking about, this crap. And for real though, I understand. It's like, hey, Craig, you buy it, so you're supporting it. How can you complain? And you know, you would be well within your rights to question me in that regard. But it's more of a traditional thing for me. Story time. So back when I was like 9, 10 years old, there was a neighborhood store around the corner from my home that I would go to pretty frequently. You know, back in the day when you could walk into an establishment with like 2-3 bucks and come out with like a bag full of junk. Those were the days. And when you walked into the store, there's this amazing arcade staring you in the face. And you want to know what game was on that arcade system? That's right, Madden. And I would identify that as maybe the flashpoint in my life where football really started to matter to me, because I walked up and I saw the X's and O's on the screen. I was trying to figure out how all that worked. And yeah, from that point on, I was in love with football. And so every year thereafter, once it began to release on consoles, I had the newest edition of it. And I loved it. Gameplay was, you know, what it was back then. Graphics were what they were. And I mean, you know, it was early on. You had like the 16-bit stuff and the 32 and so on and so forth. But it got better. As I got older and into adulthood, the quality of the gaming started to fall off. And, you know, then there's the other stuff, which is what I'm getting into here. So, without being super long-winded about it, you guys that are still here checking this out have probably seen the 2022 Madden NFL ratings, right? Okay, cool. So herein lies the problem. I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here and assume that some of the folks that work on this game don't actually watch or understand football. Because a lot of this stuff just doesn't make sense. Case in point. There's a tendency to criminally underrate rookies, have them improve throughout the year, slap an improved rating on them the next year, but still also have that rating be ridiculously low. The babyface bully, for example, Mr. Rashawn Slater, started his Madden 21 campaign off as a 73 overall. Can you imagine that? Yeah, that was the same reaction I had when I saw that crap. Goes on to wreck the NFL from the left tackle position and gets himself some second team All-Pro honors. And you know how Madden rewards that? By making the man an 84 overall in Madden 23 as the ninth best left tackle in the game. The ninth best left tackle in the game. Mr. Make you move your best pass rusher to the opposite side is the ninth best left tackle in your game. That was enough. Then they get everything Bass Ackwards and for some reason believe that he's a significantly better run blocker than he is a pass blocker. As you can see here, 93 run blocking grade and an 85 pass. What do you know? Just stupid. Might as well just keep this party rolling straight into Khalil Mack, who's overall dipped, I'm going to assume, because he was hurt last season. But we can't really use that excuse because it's not something that applies to all players across the board. Christian McCaffrey, still a top three back in this game somehow, even though the dude hasn't played significant snaps in nearly 2 years. He ain't Teflon on the football field, but apparently when it comes to Madden ratings, he's the Don. And as if that wasn't annoying enough, there is clearly like this Nick versus Joey Bosa thing in this game where the baby bear has all the bias on his side. They could not wait to make him better than Joey. Check this out. 94 overall, 91 overall. When we all know that Joey's the better overall player. Now, no shade to Nick at all. He is a tremendous, tremendous player. But take into consideration a couple things. The fact that he's not as good against the run. And go look at who he's played next to on his defensive line in comparison to the big brother. Just saying. it's like he can do no wrong. He gets attribute uptick points for like peeing in the toilet without getting any on the seat. Whereas Joey can have a game where he goes for like 2-3 sacks, has a forced fumble or two, like 6-7 pressures, then leaves the stadium and saves a family of five from a burning building. And they'll turn around and give him minus 2 in awareness because he forgot to save the aloe vera plant. Quick tip though, if you're playing the game, say like you're doing a franchise or something like that, if you go in and make Joey a left end as opposed to a left outside linebacker because the system is so antiquated that they haven't incorporated edge into it yet, Joey probably goes up like 1 or 2 overall points, and he and Nick are more than likely closer to each other. But I wouldn't be surprised if Nick is still rated higher because that's a 3-point gap still, and you know, whatever. It's very problematic. Be really nice if that was all there was, but not quite. If any of you guys have an idea of what may have happened to Austin Eckler, Michael Davis, or DeAndre Carter that might have made them slower since January, feel free to pass that info along to your boy, because I'm clueless. Like, fishing accident, ski trip gone wrong, possible Nancy Kerrigan situation? I don't know, but I got nothing. Sad to say it, but what NFL related product would be complete without some Justin Herbert hate? An 88 overall? That's what we're doing? The fact that he's anything less than a 90 is ridiculous, but just to stick the ice pick in a little bit deeper, y'all want to guess who is a 90? Should be easy to figure out. Joe freaking Burrow. Y'all know how I feel about Joe, man. As a Louisiana kid, even though I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, LSU holds a special place in my heart. And that championship run was magic. Dude's basically a god in Louisiana. Can do no wrong. So he gets nothing but respect from me. But we all know what this is about. Just like I mentioned before, Madden gets a player's rating wrong initially as a rookie, and let's be for real, majority of us did. We don't have to go down that road again. We all overlooked Herbert. Some of us were mature enough to admit our, you know, wrong. Others, not so much, including the people who make this game. But they're giving Joe props for taking a trash offensive line to the Super Bowl, but keep in mind, context matters. As I mentioned before, he also had a very good defense to help him along the way. But lest we forget, a couple seasons ago, there's this rookie kid comes in and has arguably the greatest statistical rookie season of all time behind a trash offensive line and a near bottom third defense. And then they got the nerve to have Burrow's throw under pressure significantly higher than Herbert's. And that's all recency bias, because once again, they're only taking into account what Herbert did last season behind an offensive line that wasn't any good, but have completely ignored what Herbert did as a rookie. Dog, see, this that clown I be talking about. We gotta stop this. Man, I could keep going on about this, but I won't, because it's camp time. So let's get happy. We actually now have real football to look forward to, and we can crack the seal on this new team and see what it's all about going into this season. So let's get beyond this foolishness and move on to things that actually matter. So until the next time, y'all know who it is, Mr. Bogang or Do Not Bang, aka TOP_FLYT3 on Twitter. Also catch me on YouTube at The Flight Deck, Charge It to the Game. So I'll catch y'all folks on the next one. Take it easy, be good, stay bolted up, and yeah, I know. Okay, love you, bye.
Damn, Craig, you are preaching to the choir, my friend. Yeah. That is, it's bullshit. It's all, I mean, it's the only way that you can put it, because
boycott. It's boycott, filibuster, whatever we can do to stop Madden. Let's do all the weird words.
I'll sign all the petitions. I'll hang out in front of grocery stores saying, "Will you please sign the petition to raise Herbert's overall score?"
Yeah, I'll do it.
And you said it, Craig. It's like there's this bias about like some players that did well last year, and yet not for other players. Like I said in the last one, Herbert threw with the second most yards out of any other quarterback. The only one that was more than him was Tom Brady. And you're still going to give him an 88? This was last year. This was what he did. This was his game that he had last year. And you're still only going to give him an 88? It's ridiculous. The numerical values really do just feel like, let me just reach into here and let me pull out. Okay, we got an 88. 88 for Justin Herbert overall, okay?
We're playing Keenan over on. Here. Some bingo.
Yeah. So it is... It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It is funny because Madden used to be a really a lot of fun, and they've tried to bring a lot of this realism into the game, but really it's just, it's silly. That's all you could say.
It's a game.
It's a game. EA Sports. It's a game.
It's in the game. It's a game. It's not game. In the game. It's just a game.
Yeah.
This is a video game.
It's a game. So Craig, but
they're still wrong.
Yeah. That's why it's, a game. Wrong. It's not in the game. If it was in the game, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, Craig, thank you for getting a little prickly. I think that was all warranted. Can't wait to see what you've got on training camp next week. That's going to be fun to see your breakdown.
And definitely go follow Craig. He needs 100%, you
yes,
guys
please.
Need to follow him, especially during the season. He posts great stuff.
So much stuff.
He's just a smart guy, and you guys need to go follow him. So, and definitely go check out his YouTube channel too, because I know he's cranking that up here pretty soon. So follow Craig; it's worth it.
100%, yeah. Follow him on Twitter, and obviously, those of you that have watched us from the beginning of the video, our video days, I should say, saw what Craig was in the early days, and now you see him with all of the GIFs and sound effects and video effects and text overlays. Like
it,
his game only getting better. So Craig,
I give him a 94 overall.
Okay? Oh, 94.
We're getting there. I give him a 94.
I love that.
He's one of the top. It's one of the top that you can get, but I think it's reasonable.
100%.
And his speed, we didn't lower his speed. His speed is still up there.
No, his speed is he's quick with it. Yes. Craig, thank you.
Thanks,
for another awesome Craig experience. All right. Like I said, folks, this is late for us. I think that's going to do it for us here at the Charger Chat. Any final thoughts there, gentlemen?
200, boys. 200 in the book.
200,
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a great way to go out on this. Crazy. I love you guys. Thanks for doing it. Yeah. I don't even know how many hours we've done of this. I'll look it up afterwards. We'll bring it. I can't even imagine the amount of hours we've done doing this. So.
A lot of hours.
Considering our episodes are anywhere from 1 to 2 hours long, it's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours, yeah.
Close to 400 hours.
Easily. So, yeah. All right, folks. Well, thank you for joining us on our 200th episode of Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up, because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.